The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerker's Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on. On the Veritas Radio Network's crusade, the Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to...
When you bring the words true and money together in modern America... You just made modern American media history. The True Money Show with David Simpson, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Way up north, there's a whole lot of money.
Christopher's wondering what I'm doing in here. I'm bobbing my head around, dancing to the new tune. Yeah. You know, young Christopher has a little feedback in here, Christopher. Young Christopher is working his little hiney off over here, and why Mike Church is flitting around the universe, going over to Philly and doing a live show. From Philly. Oh, good. There's that echo went away. And so Mike is doing it, did a live show this morning. I don't know if you guys heard it, but I think Christopher and Mike and Candace and everyone else pulled it off. It sounded great. It's always hard, you know, when you have these people calling in from one location and you got your broadcast from another location and your production from a third location. That's not easy to do. Heck, I can hardly do it, and I'm sitting inside the studio. So, Mike, good job. Enjoyed listening to the show. Enjoyed calling in as well. Thanks for letting me come on. And enjoy your travels. I understand you're going to be doing some more shows on the road. So, wow, you're really taking it on, having to move all that equipment around. So I hope you have a roadie or two to help you with all that. But, you know, the True Money Show... The True Money Show goes on every Wednesday at noon. That's who you're listening to right now. I am David Simpson, coming to you from the beautiful studio, Veritas Radio Network studio. The Bulldog Kia, our proud sponsor of the studio, is always here to help us keep the lights on. And I encourage everyone else to maybe join in that effort because, you know, it's cost a lot to produce these shows. And to have the you know, all the equipment and the talent and I don't call myself talent. I'm a volunteer, so Mike didn't. I don't cost Mike anything other than maybe a little embarrassment. But we have the equipment and the lights and the store here and the books and inventory, and man, there's just a lot of stuff going on here, and it's really a monumental effort. So help Mike with joining up. Go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com and join up. Listen to the show, encourage your friends to do so, go join up maybe the affiliate program. I'm still giving away Grace Digital Radios, so I give away one of those a month. I might stop that if I don't get any real positive feedback from somebody just doesn't call in here and say, man, I won one of those things, that was really awesome, thanks, let me tell you how great they are. If I don't get one of those calls soon, I might give up on giving away Grace Digital Radios and maybe try to find something else that makes people want to sign up and win something here. So we are giving away Grace Digital Radio this month, though. Everybody who joins is a founding member, you know, monthly, yearly, it doesn't matter. However you join, you can even give a gift subscription and qualify that way. We'll put you in the little hopper for a drawing, and we'll see if you win. So that's enough of little stuff like that. I wanted to talk a little bit. Well, I guess I better tell you how to call in first. 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723, and if you're so inclined, you can email me, David, at tffco.com. That's David at tomfrankcharlesoscar.com. If you email me, I will probably get that over here and be able to answer your questions. I do have a guest later on. In a few minutes, we're going to bring on a guest to talk about what's called health sharing. I've been a member of the Samaritan Ministries for over 3 years now, I think. And so we're going to bring it. I wanted to bring someone on to talk about that. I couldn't get someone from Samaritan, so I've got someone from CMF Cura, which is the Catholic version of Samaritan. They're under the same umbrella, but it's like a little segmented population of the Samaritan Ministries. And I just wanted it to have it explained so people will know what it is and not be so scared of it. And that kind of brings me into what I want to talk about before we bring on my guest, and that's this. Yesterday, Mike and Mark, Mark Kreslin's on the morning show, 6 to 8, and then Mike and his show kind of carried on with the same theme. They were discussing people who bemoan all the errors of society. And there's plenty of those people, and I'm one of them. I mean, I'm not saying that this is a – I'm not heaping some guilt on someone else. There's people who bemoan the errors and the wrongs in our society, and they talk about how our public schools are going to pot, how the political parties have been kind of hoodwinking us. They talk about, I'll give you another one, how the major media lies to us, how all the media outlets are lying to us. And then they just stop. They stop with the complaint, and then they say, well, that's it. Oh, well, you know, no solution, right? Well, there are solutions. Take the last one, the major media. Well, the Veritas Radio Network is going, you know, David against Goliath here, single-handedly trying to say, well, you know, we can broadcast the truth over the air. It's not impossible. You can do this over the internet now. You can listen to it on your phone. You can listen to it on your computer. You can listen to it with a Grace Digital Mondo radio. There's any number of ways you can listen to an alternative media source if you support it. For instance, public schools. You don't like the schools? Stop sending your children to them. My wife and I homeschool. That's a solution. Why isn't that a solution? And if you're bemoaning a problem and you're not getting involved in the solution, then I think you're part of the problem. And you can heave eggs at me if you want for that statement. Write ugly emails to me if you like. Call in 844-5-CRUSADE and yell at me. But I believe you're part of the problem because you're not trying to really help the people who are offering you solutions. And that's crazy in my mind. Be consistent in your philosophy. Take a stand and then help those and stand with those who've already taken the stand. You know, you don't have to be the first person who comes up with the solution. You just be the person who helps with the solution. Well, so Mark and Mike were talking about this yesterday, and it rang true with me, of course, and it made me think of the topic I want to talk about today, which is, I'm going to say insurance. Our topic's not insurance today on the True Money Show. Our topic is an alternative to insurance. In other words, there's a problem in the health insurance arena. There is a problem with Obamacare. And I don't need to specify them. I can if you want. But what if there were a solution? So I'm going to ask you to enter into what I call a little imagination exercise. And this is from a blog that I wrote for a group called Those Catholic Men. I don't think it's been published yet, so you won't find it there just yet. So I'm giving you a premiere version of this. So here's the imagination exercise. Imagine taking the money that you would normally send to your health insurance carrier and sending it instead to a person who is ill and running up medical bills. Okay, you get it so far. All you're doing is you say, hey, I'm not going to pay my premium. I'm going to send my money instead to somebody I know who needs the money. Now imagine that you are ill and running up medical bills, and people from around the country send you the money that they would normally send to their health insurance carrier so that you can pay your medical expenses. If you can imagine those two things, you have just understood health care sharing. Brilliantly simple, and it is real. Why would someone do this? Because the world of insurance is broken, and insurance is being used, or I should say abused, in a manner in which it was never intended. Nowhere is this more true than in the health insurance arena. Sadly, the advent of Obamacare and further governmental intervention into this area will only make things worse. But this article is not intended to elucidate the errors of the insurance world. Rather, it is meant to highlight a wonderful alternative to the broken system of health insurance called healthcare sharing. Further, it is intended to show that healthcare sharing is a great Christian response to the errors of the insurance world that is a wonderful Catholic manifestation. Okay, so that's my introduction. I'll give you a little bit more of an introduction to my guest today, Mr. Lewis Brown. Lewis Brown was born and raised in Michigan, where he graduated from the Catholic all-boys Brother Rice High School in 1999. He obtained his undergraduate degree from James Madison College of Public Affairs at Michigan State University. He also went to Harvard University School of Law in Washington, D.C., where he obtained his Juris Doctorate in 2007. So what you're going to have today is a lawyer from Harvard talking to a former lawyer from Mississippi College. So you can see that we're both in these fine institutions. Maybe my degree doesn't quite add up to his. In September 2014, Lewis began his current position as director of CMF Curo, a new Catholic healthcare ministry of the Christ Medicus Foundation. That's what CMF stands for, Christ Medicus Foundation. CMF Curo provides the nation's first Catholic healthcare sharing experience, a healthcare option that is affordable and whose members are exempt from the Affordable Care Act. And by the way, Lewis says his goal in life is to be totally dependent on God. Wow, that is a great goal. Mr. Brown, I welcome you to the True Money Show. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you? It's great to be on your show.
Well, I'm glad to have you. By the way, if you want to call in and ask a question to Mr. Brown about I'm going to say either Samaritan or Curo, 844-5-CRUSADE. I have been doing this finance show for about, I think, 22 episodes now, and I went through my whole financial plan, and one of the things that I came onto was the proper insurance and then also insurance alternatives. About 3 years ago, I became a member of Samaritan Ministries myself. I knew that there was a Catholic version that was kind of coming to the fore, and I now that there is one, I will say I have confessed I am a Catholic and haven't joined yet. Hope you don't hold that against me.
No, not in the least.
But anyway, could you just kind of give us give us the once over? What's the elevator explanation of a health sharing plan?
Sure, and again, thanks for being on. And just by way of clarification, I'm with the Howard University, not Harvard, but still a really good law school in Washington, D.C., and I'm sure your legal education was just as good, if not better, than mine.
I guess you get out of it what you put into it, right?
That's right. Yes, sir. But healthcare sharing is a beautiful thing. It is essentially a way for families and individuals to pay for their healthcare, in which they're sharing each other's medical costs directly. And so month to month, instead of paying an insurance premium payment from one's employer and directly to the insurance company, each month members that do healthcare sharing, members that are part of the CMF Curo Catholic Healthcare Ministry or part of Samaritan, they'll send a check directly to another member of the ministry that directly pays for that person's medical need. Ideally, the person will also send some type of note saying that they're praying for them, and that's how it goes month to month. So 1 month, I'm Lewis Brown, and I live in, let's say, other than Yazoo City, Missouri, which I'm not even sure that exists, but just by way of example, 1 month I would send a check to the Smith family in Boston for the same amount, or roughly the same amount, approximately the same amount. The next month I would send a check to the Tui family in Texas. The next month I would send a check to the Alexandria family in California. The next month I would send a check to the Brown family in Michigan, and so on and so forth, month after month. If an individual has a medical need that's consistent with the sharing guidelines that articulate what we as a community of Christians will share, not share, the person will receive checks from members of the ministry all over the country to pay for the medical bill in full. So if it's over $300 and up to $250,000 per any one medical need, no matter how many medical needs may occur to a person in a year, that person will receive checks directly from other members of the Christian community that directly is going to pay for the medical bill. And what it is really a option for Catholics, for all Christians, but in particular CMF Curo is an option for Catholics especially, to pay for their medical care in a way that's much more affordable than traditional private health insurance plans But that also is consistent with our faith. That also protects our religious liberty, so we're not forced to get on to some of the exchanges, not all, but some of the healthcare exchanges that subsidize things that violate our faith.
Right.
Or to buy an insurance plan that directly or indirectly is supporting something that is also against our faith. So it's affordable. It is a living witness, a living practice of church teaching on solidarity and subsidiarity that we, as a Christian community, as a Catholic community, have the obligation first to take care of each other. And we think it's a beautiful way of living the new evangelization in healthcare, where we really walk with each other as brothers and sisters, directly caring for each other's medical bills, directly caring for each other's medical needs.
You know, it's all true. And we talk about subsidiarity here quite a bit on the network. And solidarity, because we believe the Catholic social justice theories are accurate and true and what's best for society. I want to go back, though, for a minute. By the way, I'm talking to Mr. Lewis Brown of CMF Curo. CMF stands for Christ Medicus Foundation. Curo is a Latin word that means to care for, to cure, heal, or watch over. So if you want to find them on the web, it is CMFCURO.com, and you can look into CMF Curo. You know, when I first got introduced to Samaritan, my wife and I both, and of course my wife, I think all women, and I'm not trying to pick on women here, but I think women desire and have a strong inclination towards security. And we've been told you just can't go without insurance coverage. And so I actually took the plunge myself first. I said, okay, I'll get on it, honey. And we'll leave the kids on the major medical and stuff, all that stuff. Well, but the fear was, well, they don't have to send the money. What do you do if they don't send the money? What if the Christian doesn't, you know, pony up and say, okay, I want to help you with your medical bills? You know, that has never happened. I mean, we send the check every month to a family around the country. And when I had a little minor issue, I was getting evaluated for some heart things. It was nothing, but I ended up running up about $1,200, $1,500 worth of bills, I think. And we were sent checks from people and prayer cards and everything else. So do you think the fear is justified, or do you think, no, it really is something that works?
I think that appropriate examination, study, and prayer is definitely justified. No one should, you know, the Lord has a plan for every single person, every single family in the world, but in particular in the United States, for how he wants to provide for health care. I'm reading a really good book called Letters to a Young Catholic by George Weigel. And a big point that he's making is the grittiness of our faith, the earthiness of our faith. So God has a plan. And I think that it's important that we be stewards, especially those that are fathers and mothers, that they be stewards of the family's health care. I think understandably prayerful, understandably discerning. But it is at the end of the day, it is a false fear. The reality is that there are many different ways to pay for one's health care needs. Insurance is one of them, and that is an option. That's going to be an option for a lot of Catholics, and for many Catholics, it will be the best option. But we also believe that for many, many Catholics, health care sharing will be an even better option, not for all, but for many. And I think it's important to realize that the current structure where employers are providing health insurance and people are paying for their health care through health insurance is a relatively new phenomenon that really has only existed since World War II. And the other thing to think about, too, and I'm sure you're speaking about this on your radio show, is, and as I heard a wonderful man, Thomas Weichs in Tennessee reference, since Vatican II, the Lord, the Holy Spirit has been calling us, and really even, since time immemorial, really, the Holy Spirit's calling us to find new ways of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And the old ways, the old human ways of doing certain things in this country are not working because of where the culture is going. It's not all bad, but a lot of it's not consistent with our faith. We have to find new ways of providing for the needs of our country that are consistent with our faith. And the Lord is constantly making us brand new, even in things as gritty as healthcare, and we believe CMF Curo is one of the ways that God is doing that, a way that is very affordable, a way that's a lot less expensive than private individual insurance plans, and a way that really practices church teaching.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. It's the end of my story with my wife. So now my entire family is on the health sharing plan, because during the time that we were in that split status where I took the jump and tried Samaritan and my wife stayed on the major medical, we had a couple of medical issues come up, and she had to deal with the insurance companies, and literally it was just a nightmare. She was pulling her hair out. It was a really raw deal, let's put it that way, without going into all the details. And so
sure.
At the end of the day, she's like, you know, this is miserable. We all got onto Samaritan. And she's like, I love this. I don't have to fight with companies. I it's consistent with my faith. I feel like I'm helping someone else around the country. I feel like I'm loving God. I'm trusting God. I'm loving my neighbor. These are all good things. And we have such an enormous peace now that we've done this. And I really believe that peace is a great indicator that God's at work there.
Right. I think that's right. And the reason why healthcare sharing in general, there are many ministries that are doing health sharing. We're the only Catholic ministry that's providing this health sharing option of this kind with Samaritan. But, a lot of people throughout the country are joining this movement around Christ-centered healthcare because of the experience that your wife had.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that there aren't challenges when one does health sharing. When one is discerning, for your listeners that may decide that they want to discern and really pray about it, really study whether they want to move into doing healthcare sharing, it's not the same decision as just saying, oh, honey, do we want to have a different health insurance plan? It's a very different decision. It's a culturally different way of doing one's healthcare. And it's important to note that, CMF Curo has put in a beautiful new process, and it's improving the process. It's even improving upon the process of healthcare sharing that's already been established, but that has its own challenges too when you're doing something new, and those are challenges that we're working out.
Yeah, I saw that.
It is a beautiful witness, and done correctly, a lot less hassle, a lot more convenience, and a lot more peace of mind.
We are talking to Mr. Lewis Brown of CMF Curo. You can visit their website, cmfcuro.com. Or if you are interested in the umbrella organization that kind of started health sharing or was a major early player in the health sharing community, that's called SamaritanMinistries.com. And again, CMF and Samaritan have a relationship. We're talking to Mr. Lewis Brown, and he's the director of CMF Curo. We're talking about healthcare sharing as an alternative to insurance. I completely and wholeheartedly agree that it is a different animal. You really shouldn't compare the two. I just compare it to health insurance for the sole reason to say, don't you feel like health insurance is broken? And here's an alternative.
Right.
Here's an alternative to say, maybe I don't need to deal with a broken system. You can call into the show, 844-5-CRUSADE, if you have a question for Mr. Brown or myself. You can email me, david@tffco.com. Mr. Brown, I've got a break coming up in about a minute and a half, but I wanted to ask you, do you have, CMF Curo has a thing called layers of sharing. Explain briefly what that is in the next minute, and we'll come back to it after the break. But what is the levels of sharing that CMF Curo offers?
Sure. The core sharing, and it's based on, we're independent of Samaritan Ministries International. We're our own Catholic, wholly, authentically Catholic nonprofit, and healthcare ministry as a part of the nonprofit.
Okay.
But we very much partner with Samaritan Ministries, and the core sharing ministry is Samaritan Ministries International.
Okay.
And the sharing goes up to $250,000. We have a fund. We've created a fund for sharing outside of that process for our members under certain circumstances where there's a showing of a particular need that's outside of the normal sharing process, and that's something that we're still developing and putting together and understanding, our process and our governance for utilizing that. But it's called the Curo Fund. And all of our members, Samaritan Ministries, members of Samaritan Ministries, which I am one, have the option of also doing what's called the Save the Share program for a cost that's above the $250,000 threshold. That's optional for members of Samaritan Ministries International. For members of CMF Curo, we're also members of Samaritan. For members of CMF Curo, our members are all required to be part of that Save the Share program. So there's a layer of sharing that's above that $250,000 threshold. So when there's a medical bill the medical bills for one particular medical need that's above $250,000. Members are asked to escrow a couple hundred dollars a year away, and that in the aggregate is used to pay for a medical need that's above $250,000.
Right, we'll come back and we'll come back and visit that layers of sharing after this break. I'm David Simpson. You're listening to The True Money Show. Please stay tuned, and we're going to have Mr. Brown. I hope you'll stay over for the next segment. We'll have Mr. Brown describe a little bit more about CMF Curo and hopefully whet your appetite for looking into health sharing. We'll be right back.